amplifying your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the political landscape in America has changed permanently. We no longer have a president. Barack Obama will forever be known as the American tyrant on this program. And everything we told you about the Constitution protecting your Second Amendment freedoms is now in question. So I've taken the liberty to rewrite Barack Obama's immigration speech from Thursday, using his own words, inserting gun control in place of immigration. Take a listen. My fellow Americans, tonight I'd like to talk with you about gun control. For more than 200 years, our right to bear arms has given us a tremendous advantage over other nations. It's kept us youthful, dynamic, and entrepreneurial, and more importantly, free. It has shaped our character as a people with limitless possibilities. But today our background check system is broken, and 90% of you know it. Law-abiding gun owners playing by the rules watch others flout the rules. Gun shop owners offer their products under the watchful eye of the BATF and their instant background check system, only to watch 40% of gun sales go unchecked. All of us take offense to anyone who reaps the rewards of gun ownership in America without taking on the responsibilities of getting a background check and paying their fair share. It's been this way for decades. And for decades, we haven't done much about it. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken and weak background check system. And I began by doing what I could to exploit the tragic murders at Sandy Hook. Today, we have more ATF agents, technology, and regulation deployed to secure our nation's privately owned gun dealers than at any time in our history. And over the past 6 years, largely due to me, civilian gun ownership is at historic highs, while violent crime continues to drop to record low levels. But that's not good enough. We can do more. We owe it to our children if we can save one life. Although this summer there was a brief spike in certain violent crimes, the number of such crimes is actually lower than it's been in nearly 20 years. Those are the facts. Meanwhile, I worked with Congress on a comprehensive fix to this problem immediately after Newtown. However, a dysfunctional Congress led, of course, by Republicans who take their marching orders from the NRA and the gun lobby extremists failed to enact my common sense proposals to create a universal background check system that 90% of Americans, including 60% of NRA members, approve of. It wasn't perfect. It was a compromise, but it reflected common sense proposals that would save lives and keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of otherwise law-abiding citizens who have no actual use for such firepower. It would have doubled the number of ATF agents while giving undocumented gun owners a pathway to legal gun ownership. And independent experts like Jonathan Gruber said that it would help grow our economy and shrink our deficits. Had the House of Representatives, led by Republicans, worked with the Senate in bipartisan fashion to craft a common-sense bill that allows you to keep your gun rights and acted simple common-sense background measures, I would have signed it into law, and my actions today would be unnecessary. But for a year and a half now, Republican leaders in the House have refused to allow that simple vote. Now I continue to believe that the best way to solve this problem is by working together to pass that kind of common sense gun control that 90% of you have told me you want. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. The same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me that will help make our firearm laws and background check system more fair and more just. Tonight I'm announcing those actions. First, we'll build on our progress at the ATF with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can continue to stem the flow of guns into our communities, our cities, our towns, our schools, and our shopping malls. Second, I'll make it harder for just anyone to buy a gun. And while it might be an inconvenience to those of you who insist on continuing to buy guns, I think paying fees and taxes for your privilege to bear arms is only fair. Those of you who are honest with yourselves agree with me. I know you do. I heard your vote. And I heard those who didn't vote because the system is rigged against them. Third, we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of gun owners who we expect will not comply with my executive order. I want to say more about this third issue because it generates the most passion and controversy. Even as we are a nation awash in firearms ownership, we are still a nation of laws. Undocumented owners of guns, the 40% of those who currently do not get background checks, I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. Over the past 6 years, tens of thousands of people were stopped trying to buy guns due to our current background check system. While only 42 of them were prosecuted by my Attorney General Eric Holder, a man who continues to receive my fullest support, we know we can do better. We'll prioritize just like law enforcement does every day. You may be asking why it appears I'm focusing on law-abiding gun owners. Some of you are asking why I don't go after criminals. The cold hard fact is that every honest American knows that every criminal or murderer started as a law-abiding citizen until they murdered someone with a gun or robbed that family's liquor store or shot up a school for the first time. It starts here with you, and fair Americans agree with me. But even as we focus on law-abiding citizens, the fact is millions of gun owners in every state of every race and nationality are still just that, law-abiding gun owners. I understand that, and to you I say you have nothing to fear. If you like your guns, you can keep your guns. I'm not going to take away your guns. And let's be honest, tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of gun owners isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans. After all, most of these gun owners have been here a long time. They work hard in tough, low-paying jobs. They support their families. They worship at our churches. And their hopes, dreams, and patriotism are just like mine. As my predecessor President Bush once put it, they are part of American life. Now, here is the thing. We expect people who own guns to play by the rules, so we're going to offer the following deal. If you're a gun owner more than 5 years, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to keep your guns. You can come out of the shadows and get right with me. That's what the deal is. Now, let's be clear about what it isn't. This deal does not take your guns away. It only makes it a little more inconvenient for you to obtain one after I sign this order. And any law-abiding gun owner, in fact, 90% of you told me you agree with the common sense measures I'm outlining here tonight. It won't confiscate your guns. I know some of the critics of the action call my proposal an attack on your constitutional rights. Well, it's not. I'm still letting you have your right to bear arms. I'm simply keeping my promise to the gun control lobby and initiating common sense background checks. Mass incarceration would be unfair. Mass confiscation would be both impossible and contrary to our character. What I'm describing is accountability, a common sense middle ground approach. If you meet the criteria, you can keep your guns and even buy a new one once in a while. That's okay with me. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our background check system work better or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have but one answer. Pass a universal background check bill. And that day I will sign that bill into law. The actions I take will no longer be necessary. Millions of you go back generations in this country with ancestors who owned firearms for hunting or sport. I know some worry that universal background checks will change the very fabric of who we are. Or stick it to law-abiding gun owners. Millions of you who feel you've gotten a raw deal already by paying for the actions of criminals who misuse guns. I hear those concerns. But that's not what these steps would do. Because for all the back and forth in Washington, we have to remember that this debate is about something bigger. It's about who we are as a country and who we want to be for future generations. Are we a nation that tolerates the hypocrisy of someone that lets 40% of gun owners go buy guns without a background check? Look, I know the politics of this are tough, but let me tell you why I have come to feel so strongly about it. Over the years, I've seen the determination of gun owners who work two or three jobs without taking a dime from the government, who think they need a gun to keep their family safe rather than the police. I've seen the heartbreak and anxiety of mothers who have lost their children to criminal gun violence, and I say to that mother, I feel you and I hear you as a father myself. There is more we can do. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of gun owners. My universal background check executive order will not change that. It will only make us safer. And if we can save just one child, we have done our jobs, and I have done what I came here to do, to act when Congress will not. I look forward to signing this lawful executive order. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless this country you love.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You heard the tyrant in chief in his own words. If he were talking about gun control rather than immigration. But America witnessed, it was historic, all right, but not because the tyrant is protecting millions of lawbreakers who violated our nation's laws to come here. A slap in the face to the millions who are either going through the process, are waiting to go through the process, or went through the process legally, my grandfather included. I bet you know someone, too, in your family that did it legal. Didn't have Barack Obama around, but it changed everything, didn't it? Changed everything. Because the question now is, what stops him from reading to you what I just read to you in the previous segment? What stops him from doing that? I want you to take a listen. This is from the presidential debate, October 16th in 2012. This is a quote from the tyrant. "We're a nation that believes in the Second Amendment, and I believe in the Second Amendment." Remember that? Laughable at the time. We read this to you, I think, back in 2012. He went on, "We've got a long tradition of hunting and sportsmen and people who want to make sure they can protect themselves. My belief is that we have to enforce the laws we've already got. Make sure that we're keeping guns out of the hands of criminals, those who are mentally ill. We've done a much better job in terms of background checks, but we've got more to do." Remember that? That was in 2012. Background checks. Background checks. Remember that little two-word phrase, background checks. What has Alan Gottlieb been telling you on this program for the last several months, just about every 2 weeks? Background checks in Washington State, right? Remember that. February 2013, State of the Union, Barack Obama, the tyrant. "It has been 2 months since Newtown," he said during the State of the Union in February 2013. "This is not the first time this country has debated how to reduce gun violence. But this time is different. Overwhelming majorities of Americans," he said, "Americans who believe in the Second Amendment, have come together around common sense reform, like background checks." Remember that? February 2013. I believe I took the liberty of rewriting that speech also. Background checks, he says. Background checks. State of the Union Address, January 28th, 2014, this year. "I've seen the courage of parents, students, pastors, and police officers all over this country who say, we're not afraid, and I intend to keep trying with or without Congress to help stop more tragedies from visiting innocent Americans in our movie theaters, shopping malls, schools, like Sandy Hook. And I intend to keep trying," he said, "with or without Congress," the tyrant said. 2008, Philadelphia primary debate, April 16th. This was April 16th, 2008, Philadelphia primary. "I think we can provide common sense approaches to the issues of illegal guns that are ending up on the streets. We can make sure that criminals don't have guns in their hands. We can trace guns that have been used in crimes. We can trace guns that have been used in crimes." How do you trace guns? How does one trace guns? Background checks, they say, are not de facto registration. Right, Washington State? Am I right? Now, here's a kicker for you. When a U.S. senator, the tyrant, spoke and was asked frequently about licensing and registration, do you remember that? January 15, 2008, Democratic debate in Las Vegas. He was asked if he would do that as president. He said, I don't think we can get that done. Of course, didn't he said the same thing about immigration, too, didn't he? Yeah. I want you to keep this in mind. I don't think we can get that done, he said, but what we can do is to provide just some common sense enforcement, he said. As president, I intend to make it happen. You've got the tradition, he said, of lawful gun ownership. Tradition of lawful gun ownership. It is very important for many Americans to be able to hunt, fish, take their kids out, teach them how to shoot. Then you've got the reality of 34 Chicago public school students who get shot down on the streets of Chicago. He continued, we can reconcile those two realities by making sure the Second Amendment is respected, he said, and that people are able to lawfully own guns. Well, aren't you glad? He will make it okay for you? You are able to lawfully own guns? I feel so much better now. He also said, in June this year, the American tyrant was asked a question about school shootings. Maybe those 74 since Newtown that have been debunked, that they still have on their webpage, by the way. I'm talking about Every Town for Gun Safety Liars, crack liars they are. But the American tyrant was asked about that. And he vowed to continue to fight for common sense legislation. He urged gun control advocates to get as organized and well-financed as the National Rifle Association. It was in June of this year. Here's his quote. This is the American tyrant. Honestly, he said, this is not going to change unless the people who want to prevent these kinds of mass shootings from taking place feel at least as passionate, at least as mobilized and well-funded as the National Rifle Association and the gun manufacturers are. Because the politics in Congress, he said, are such where even members of Congress who know better are fearful if they vote their conscience and support common sense. It's a recurring theme, isn't it? And support common sense measures like background checked. Background checks. There's those two words again. They're worried they're going to lose. That was from a town hall meeting in Minneapolis. Those quotes were compiled by Newsmax. So I thank them for making them easy to find. Because they offer, in hindsight, a chilling look. Now that we've seen the American president become a tyrant. These quotes take on new meaning, don't they? When a lawless president becomes a tyrant and decides unto himself unilaterally that he can make law. So I ask you this question. Sounds to me like Barack Obama didn't like waiting around for Congress to act. He said he was tired of waiting. He said the same thing about gun control and background checks, too, didn't he? Back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
The definition of tyrant.
Who isn't that strong word to call Barack Obama a tyrant? That's a pretty strong word, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. Bust out your dictionary. Got a paper one? Get your face out of that iPhone anyway. How about it? Droid, whatever it is you're using. iPad. Pick up a dictionary. Flip through the pages. All right, I'm just kidding. I'm using one on a computer here, too. However you get to it, doesn't matter. Tyrant, noun, a ruler who has complete power over a country and who is cruel and unfair. Someone who uses power in a cruel and unfair way. Full definition of tyrant. 1A, an absolute ruler, unrestrained by law or constitution. B, a usurper of sovereignty. You know, it's not. I didn't write that. I didn't write that. But the American tyrant clearly has no respect for our Constitution, none whatsoever. We know that. We've told you that for years. But now we've seen it in action, and it changes everything, doesn't it? So what do we do now? What happens today, right now? Any idea where I'm going to go with this? Because now it's up to you. Now it's up to you. You are the only thing, the only one, who can change things. It rests squarely on your head. 100 million estimated gun owners in America. I believe the number's probably closer to 125 million. Because I know I wouldn't answer their questions. I'd hang up in their face or slam my door in their face if they stopped by and asked me how many guns I owned. And I believe many gun owners would do the same without answering that question. So I believe the number is higher. I believe that's fair to say. But let's just stick with their number. Let's stick with 100 million gun owners. 5 million NRA members? 5 million NRA members? 100 million gun owners? Do the math. Are you kidding me? We have a man who ignores the will of the people blatantly a week after he and his agenda are shoved in the cesspool of progressive liberalism down the toilet with the unmitigated gall to stand up in front of the American people and flip them off. Because that's exactly what he did. He's a liar and a tyrant. I'm just using that definition. A ruler unrestrained by law or constitution. Well, don't forget don't forget absolute. Apparently he believes he is. He believes he can write law. But he says he doesn't, so it's okay. So it doesn't matter because, you don't agree with me, you're wrong. I'm right. Agree with me. That's compromise. Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's going to be here in the next hour. Can't wait for this conversation. If you've ever heard Larry on this program, you're in for a treat, particularly after what we witnessed last week. Because he tells it like it is. But their membership is in the hundreds of thousands. It should be in the millions. Second Amendment Foundation, fighting in the nation's courts every day for our freedoms. You hear Alan Gottlieb, their founder, and the founder of the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, also on this program as a regular contributor every couple weeks. He just went through the background check fight, epic battle in Washington State. And his frustration, you'll hear it when he comes back to talk about it after the elections. I'm looking forward to that. He's been fighting for the rights of citizens in Puerto Rico. Because he never stops. It's tireless. He gets it. He's dedicated his life to it. Have you? What have you done? You a chat room warrior? You sit in a computer? You sit there on a screen and your part of fighting the fight is your 15,170th message that signed Molan Labe? Is that what you believe is fighting in the face of what you just witnessed? If you listened to my first segment, I ask you this. What's to stop him from doing that next? What's to stop him from moving on gun control in the exact same fashion he moved on immigration? What? What? Congress, you say? They're concerned. They went home to get fat. A bunch of bloviating, a bunch of talk, and they go home. The very heart, core, and soul of this republic has just been seized, and that's the separation of powers. Remember that? Remember learning that in school? I know the age of the demographics of this program. Some of you might not remember that. It's okay. You listen to this, you'd be reminded. Basically, Congress writes law, and the president signs or vetoes it. That's the way it works. Not anymore. So what are you going to do about it? Because let me tell you something. Being the chat room warrior ain't going to cut it anymore. Sleeping with the sheep isn't going to cut it anymore. You need to get off your duff now, today, tomorrow, and do something about it. You got $25 laying around? Join an organization with it that's fighting for your freedoms and your rights. Here's the deal. Michael Bloomberg and $50 million, you heard the quote from Barack Obama. You heard the quote. Here, I'll read it back to you. This is not going to change unless the people who want to prevent these kinds of mass shootings from taking place feel at least as passionate, at least as mobilized and well-funded as the NRA. Michael Bloomberg has pledged $50 million of his money, and he succeeded in Washington State. Nevada is next. You heard Donald Turner. Nevada Firearms Coalition on here last week. It's next. Arizona's next. Let me tell you what the mandate is, or what they're going to use as a mandate. They're going to pass through initiatives on ballots in a number of states the background check, just like they did in Washington. Now, I want you to, you hear this, you heard this last week, you heard it the week before, but it was before power was seized by the American tyrant. An in-your-face power grab. A, you, America. The game has changed. It's different today than it was last week when we met here. Because now I can predict for you, now we can see it a little clearer, can't we? That Barack Obama will now politicize this issue again and use it. And I will submit to you right here on Armed American Radio today that I believe two or three states, maybe one, maybe might not even take that. We may just use Washington. But Barack Obama will use this as a tool to embarrass the Republicans like he did with immigration. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about this today, among other things. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to play a just an unbelievable song from Madison Rising, their new release, Soldier's Christmas. That is phenomenal. Dave Bray is going to be here in the next segment. So what I'm going to tell you right now, that when we come back into the next segment, you're going to hear the music intro. We're going to come right back in with that song. And as soon as that song is done playing, we're going to bring Dave in. And that's in the essence of time. It's a short, we've got about, I don't know, 9 minutes or so, of which about 4 minutes plus or minus is going to be taken with this incredible tune. So be prepared at 48 after this hour to crank up whatever it is you're listening to me on right now, because it's a good one. I'll go out and say that this is my favorite release of theirs to date. It's good. I had it playing here in the studio, and then I played it again and again and again. But we've got phenomenal discussion. Larry Pratt will be here. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington editor, will be here. Lee Williams, the gun writer from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, will be here. And we will be discussing all of these things with you here on the Armed American Radio Network. The tyrant is in town. Back after this.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 SMW, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Leaves have all fallen back home where I'm from. Thanksgiving's come, Thanksgiving's gone, and my family tells stories round their Christmas tree in the warm living room on Christmas Eve. And the candlelight shimmers as I write down the song in a place far away from family and home. As the pen hits the paper, shadows grow long, but I stay here a soldier. Just me and my gun on this Christmas. I'll tell you the truth in my heart from a place that's forgotten. Time, God, and love, I'll stay here, man. My word and faith, there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't trade to go home. Of my birth, greatest country on earth. On this Christmas, this Christmas, but for those who will never see the leaves fall again, get to spend Christmas with family and friends. I'll see this all through, all the way to the end. Well, who am I to wish for my own more than them? They gave their full measure till nothing was left. For all our freedom, they gave the last breath. They gave it with honor, with faith, trust, and love. It just doesn't seem fair that they'll never care. Soldier on to march with the Lord. May peace learn grace, find their families this day, 'cause we remember the price leaves have all fallen back home where I'm from. Thanksgiving's come, Thanksgiving's gone, but I'll stay in the fight. I'll soldier on for the ones who will never come home.
Wow. Is your hair standing up? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, you're going to be hearing that. We're going to play that throughout the holidays. That's Madison Rising and our good friend, my good friend, I'm proud to say that, lead singer, you heard the vocals belting out, Dave Bray joins us. Dave, welcome. It's always a pleasure, my friend. I'm so sorry we have limited time, but we had to get that in. That's incredible. Give us the backstory.
It's fine, thanks. Yeah, man, thanks for playing it. Thanks for spinning Madison Rising. It means a lot. We don't have the big, you know, budget to push it out through mainstream radio, so nothing against your station, but we appreciate everybody that's been helping us, you know, get it out there. Mm-hmm. The backstory is this, you know, we were on tour with the Concerned Veterans for America, and we were listening, like I was listening to Karen Vaughn speak about, you know, her loss of her son in Extortion 17. He was a SEAL Team 6 Dev Grew guy. Right. And, you know, I wanted to write a Christmas song, and I went into it, you know, just going on sort of the standard, you know, hey, here I am, a soldier, I'm overseas, I wish I was home. And then it really just dawned on me, there was this moment of sort of clarity, like, you know, even as a soldier overseas wishing you're home, man, it's more important to remember, you know, those who did give it all, you know, even for you to be overseas, being away from home, they gave you that. And never to forget that. And that's what I really want to try to, you know, capture with that song. It was important to sort of take that step back, even from the battlefields of today. And I don't know who has that commercial out. I think it's like a chocolate company or Coca-Cola, but it's that step back at Christmas time, right, that we all should be taking and just saying thank you and remembering and never forgetting the fact that, you know, there are men and women who won't be coming home this Christmas. There'll be that empty plate at the table at Thanksgiving. And you know, we should be reaching out to those families during this time, and it's important. It's important to remember that sacrifice was made for our freedom.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's the best release, I think. That's the best one I've heard from you, and I like all your stuff, and we've played a lot of it here, and we're going to continue to do that. But you know, I can tell you it's on every phone in the iTunes and in my house now. I can tell you that much. And as we drive up to, spend some time with some family over Thanksgiving, it will be cranking and we will be telling everybody about it. But you're also giving away and donating a portion of the proceeds to the song as well.
That's right. And through Karen Vaughn's inspiration, again, I mentioned her son was Aaron Vaughn. He was lost at Extortion 17. Because it was her inspiration that I sort of took to write that song, you know, we decided to give back to her organization, which is Operation 300, and they are actually a program and a nonprofit that puts together outdoor adventure camps for the children of fallen soldiers. So we thought, it's Christmas, kids, who can we give to? How can we take this and give and make something positive from it, you know, and hopefully it goes directly back to those children. It gives them an opportunity to get out and remember what it's like to be a kid again, and that's what Operation 300 does, and that's what Madison Rising is trying to do here with this song. And if people could go to madisonrising.com or Amazon and iTunes, download Soldier's Christmas, mm-hmm, by Madison Rising, and a portion of the proceeds will go to Operation 300. We're hoping on Christmas Day to write a big fat check for them down there so they can get a bunch more kids down through that camp, because it's a good time for them to have, and it'd be a great Christmas gift.
Well, you know, you're always welcome on the program. And can I ask you to come back on the program when you're ready to write that check so we can talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be huge.
That would be the big deal. I mean, the song is great, and you know, the cause is in my opinion, it's more important. It's more important to, mm-hmm, to you know, make that the big deal and bring awareness to that cause, because that's what the inspiration for the song was driven for. And without it, you know, that song wouldn't be here. So.
Well, you did it, man. You guys nailed it. We've come to the end of the segment. The timing was perfect. Thank you for everything that you do. The music is fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Bray, Madison Rising. Go to madisonrising.com. Download it on Amazon. Download it on iTunes. Put it on your iPod. Put it on your iPad. Put it on your whatever it is, whatever Droid phone you're using, and crank it up. You'll be hearing it throughout the holiday season here on Armed American Radio. We'll play it whenever we want. Dave, appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Time to get off your duffs. You got it? Time to get off your duffs. We're going to talk about it with Larry Pratt coming up in the next hour. He will also be joined, not just Larry Pratt, but David Kodria, with some incredible analysis of what happened to America and the tyrant. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.